Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Social media, I suppose, we have all suggested that social media should be regulated in some way, certainly all the dangerous and harmful content. Well, the BAI have gone out on the limb, the people who regulate radio that you're listening to right now, and they have said, look, we'll do it, and they've put their hands up, but the Director of the Data Compliance Europe has said, no, I don't believe the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland is the right institution to regulate social media. So on the line is Michael O'Keefe, who's the CEO of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Michael, we normally meet on other occasions where people are complaining about me. So on this occasion, we're looking at something else. But Michael, I find it difficult to understand how we can regulate. I do believe there needs to be some sort of regulation. But how can the Broadcasting Authority do that? Is everybody going to be inundated with complaints?
Well, I suppose, just to give you a little bit of context first, Niall, as you know, the Minister for Communications, Richard Bruton, ran a consultation a couple of months back, and this is, in fact, our response to that. And when he, in the consultation, without going into all the details of it, I think one of the key things he talked about was the regulation, how you might regulate the new. I mean, and there's two elements to it. One is the harmful online content. The other is the new provisions of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, which applies to online on-demand services, but also video sharing platforms, which I think is where a lot of the interest is.
Okay, well, because up to now, I mean, you know, radio obviously is regulated. You guys have your guidelines.
But they're not.
And podcasting and stuff like that is not generally regulated. And then you have the likes of Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp, but they're all self-regulated. But is it not a minefield of trying to interpret what you decide or what I decide is inappropriate, but somebody else believes, well, that's appropriate, it's freedom of speech?
Well, I suppose, and absolutely. I mean, I think freedom of speech is very important, and freedom of expression. I mean, and I think you will find. I would hope you would find that in the policies we adopt in relation to traditional media, that freedom of expression is a very important element of that. And I suppose the sort of the principle is that the regulator only intervenes where there is a harm or that the person considers that there is a harm.
But isn't there an expectation? Like, we have had complaints, as you know, Michael, in the past, and we have had our complaints dealt with. I believe, and I'm not just saying it because you're on the air, quite fairly, that you would believe, for example, in my show, in comparison to, say, Pat Kenny or Joe Duffy or somebody else, that there would be a certain audience expectation that I'd be a bit of a cheeky monkey, right? So there's an audience expectation. So is there an expectation when it comes to Twitter or WhatsApp or Facebook, that there's an expectation that people tend to really just say what they feel there and then, and sure, if you don't like it, don't use it. Is that not the argument?
Well, I think that would be the argument for having no regulation. I think the argument for having regulation, though, is that there would be, and again, if you think about it, I mean, what we're talking about, and this is, by the way, this is a proposal. I mean, this is not, government obviously has to consider what to do with this. But there is going to be a requirement whether we like it or not, there is going to be a requirement to regulate the video sharing platforms and a lot of them are based here. So that's going to have to be done. The question is, how do you do it?
How do you do it? Let me give you one example. Recently, those killings in Christchurch in New Zealand. The individual who, of course, perpetrated that crime put it up live on Facebook. It took a long time before somebody noticed it. How do you regulate something so vast like that?
Well, I mean, you're coming from a situation where there's no regulation to one where there will be regulation. Obviously, that's going to take some time to implement. But, I mean, what we would be saying is, I think the first thing we say is that there should be statutory regulation. So that if what that means is that if there is a regulator there, so if persons have complaints or they have issues that they want to raise, there is a body which deals with that. So that's the first point, there's a statutory regulator. The second thing then, and I suppose where we have expertise and experience, is in the whole area of codes of practice. So under the directive, you must implement codes of practice around hate speech, around protection of minors, protection of children, anti-terrorism, and indeed commercial communications. Again, drawing up codes which would be implemented by the platforms themselves. And I suppose the key thing that we'd be saying in our submission is that there has to be a significant onus on the platforms to, I suppose, regulate that. I mean, I'm not saying regulate themselves, but certainly commit to buying into regulation. And I think that's... Certainly the noises they're making would suggest that they understand that.
And I would agree with you when it comes to protection
children. And that they're moving
towards
that.
When it comes to protection children, we already have that in radio where we have family time in the morning,
etc.
So we agree with protection children. Terrorism, absolutely. But the difficult one is going to be hate speech and who defines what's hate speech, because you've got the liberal left and you've got the conservative right. And let's say, for example, somebody says, well, I don't agree with transgenderism. For some people, that's considered hate speech. For others, yes, that's considered to be my opinion. So, I mean, who interprets what? We've seen people go to jail in the UK over what's been put up on Twitter and interpreted as hate speech, where they say, well, actually, no, it's just my view.
And so, I suppose that's where the concept of the online safety commissioner, which is an element of this. I mean, there's a number of strands to this. There's the regulation of traditional media, which you know all about. There's a regulation of the on-demand services, the likes of the RT player and, say, iTunes. Then where it gets into sort of the newer area would be the video sharing platforms, the likes of YouTube, and bringing in regulations around those. And then there's the online safety dimension. And the principle of the online safety is that if somebody puts something up online, the person affected can make a complaint to the regulator, and the regulator can give an instruction to for a takedown notice for that material to be removed.
And will there be sanctions against members of the public?
Well, there will be. Now, we haven't gone into... We've suggested that there should be a compliance and enforcement regime. Now, that needs a lot more teasing out how that works in practice. But yes, the principle of sanctions should be included in any compliance and enforcement regime. But the other element of it that we talk about developing codes of practice for online safety, we also talk about a sort of a promotional, educational awareness raising concept. For example, we use the example of our media literacy program, where we were involved in the Media Literacy Ireland campaign around Be Media Smart, which is very focused on online, by the way. So I mean, that's the kind of thing you I think you have to bring them all together, Niall. You can't just simply regulate and
okay,
and,
but you've locked horns already, of course, with the director of the Data Compliance of Europe, Simon McGarr, and he, you know him as sister himself, said the BAI arguments are perfectly sensible, but the organisation has gone beyond that and appears to be suggesting that it should be allowed to interpret laws, including European laws. So what do you say to him?
I respect for other opinions, and no doubt that there will be other opinions put into the minister, which will take a different view to ourselves. I wouldn't agree with that. I don't think we are doing that. I think what we're saying is that we will draw up codes, and then we will draw them up in consultation with the users and the companies, and then we will require the companies to implement those codes. So it's not, it's the basic principles of regulation.
I think it's a very difficult one to regulate, because you can regulate radio. So somebody comes on the air to me and says to me, Niall, you know, I think vaccines are dangerous and it's killing loads of kids, of course. And I challenge that and say, well, you know, no, that you're wrong. Da, da. So we have a balanced conversation where I'm challenging a person saying something that's misinformation.
Yes, yeah.
But when you have somebody puts up, say, a YouTube video that's saying, you know, that vaccines are killing children, don't get your kids vaccinated, and nobody's really challenging it, and you come along and say, well, that's misinformation, we're taking that down, they're saying you're kind of taking away their right to have a view, even though we might not agree with that view. And isn't that how the world is designed?
I don't think we're saying that. I think what we're saying is that you have codes in place. I mean, and then that the companies themselves, I mean, we're talking about the companies having independent decision makers within the companies that are basically making determinations on that. So we're seeing, you know, clearly, you know, the companies that we're talking about are very large companies with potentially hundreds of thousands of interventions and complaints. So we're saying that we're putting the onus on our submission, I should say, because that's not in law at present, but our submission is saying we must put the onus on the companies. We will draw up codes, we will have the oversight as a regulatory body, but ultimately the companies themselves are going to have to take action in relation to...
So you won't actually have the power to remove it yourself?
We won't be initiating. Well, we will have compliance and enforcement powers, but we won't be initiating actions. We will be saying, you must do that. Now, we will have an oversight role. We can also get annual reports. This is under this system if this is accepted. Mm-hmm. But it is very much putting the onus on them to take action.
All right, well, listen, I do believe there certainly seems to be some regulation. How far that regulation has to go, I suppose a lot of people will argue about their entitlement to freedom of expression and freedom of speech and everything else, and I'm sure we will watch this with great interest.
And we echo that, Niall. I mean, just to be very clear, I mean, and everything we do is based on the fundamental principle that there should be freedom of expression. We're not... That's the bit that I...
You don't want to be Big Brother, in other words, Michael.
That's the bit that I would certainly fundamentally disagree with the observations of Simon McGarr, I mean, this morning. That's not what we're about, and I don't think you could read that from what we say.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Michael O'Keefe is the CEO of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Thanks for sharing that with us on the air.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.